everyone, and welcome to another episode of Skydive Liberation. We're the Splash Bros. I'm Kyler.
I'm Jacob Patty.
We're here with Drew Beach and Feral Flo over there for video engineering. We got another great episode for you guys today, but before we get into it, I wanted to let you all know we are up on social media now, so we have an Instagram, we have a Facebook. Jacob?
Yeah, so we have a link tree if you want to check us out. That's going to be in the description below.
Yep.
Along with that, we did go ahead and set up a Patreon.
Yeah, so if you guys want to, you know, help us out a little bit, we definitely want to keep doing this. And, you know, every little bit of help will definitely help. We're also going to be offering more and more stuff as we get going.
Yeah, so we only have two subscriptions right now. It's just a $1 a month and a $5 a month. Feel free to join in if you've really been enjoying the podcast, or don't, you know, it's, we make this for you and we want it to be enjoyable. If you want to pitch in a little money so that this podcast can be more successful so that we can give it back to you,
right?
Yeah, feel free to.
Right.
It's not a necessary,
You know, at least as long as you're watching, you know, the videos and the audios, that's great. And we really can't ask for more. And we love you guys so much. And we're also up on Twitter, but we'll have all the links in the description for this episode.
It'll all be connected to our link tree.
Right. But I'm going to let Jacob get us into the episode.
Yeah. So today is going to be a fun one that generally pertains to fun jumps. So I really was thinking about this, actually, after Bree sent me a couple messages of some really cool skydive ideas.
Okay.
I wanted to talk a little bit about free fly skills, and honestly, a lot that goes with it.
There's a lot that goes with free
flying. I want to cover exits, free flying, I want to cover belly flying, I want to cover, you know, some of the different type of jumps you can do.
Right,
exits, as you're getting into skydiving. Yeah,
formation jumps, and then we can even go into the whole difference between tunnel and actual flying in air, because there's a huge difference.
And, you know, again, it goes back to the idea, I think a lot of people think skydiving is just jumping out of a plane and then landing successfully. There's a lot that goes into it, way more than that. And, so, you know, if you are just starting off learning skydiving, and you're like, I don't even know what I'm going to be doing up there, we have you covered.
This is a great start for you to get into everything and kind of get at least a relative understanding of what you're getting into and what the things that you can do while you're up there or on the way down.
So, for example, let me talk about one of my, like, favorite jumps that we did, like, the most crazy stuff on.
All right, let's hear it.
So, I was doing a jump with Bree, myself, Tomas, and Farrell over there in the video engineering room. So, we were going to do a jump. So, we started out the door exit. It was an open accordion exit.
So, before we get into it, what is an open accordion exit?
Well, how about you explain? I've only done one.
I haven't done any.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. Well, you basically just get set up in the door. One person is out the door, one person's close up to the door. You both reach your right hand around their chest strap, or right around their, over their shoulder strap, sort of under there. You get in nice and snug, you each grab one, and then you're holding on to the other arm, out, in, out, and you go out, and then you kind of just grab onto each other's arms once you get the prop blast, and you move your body towards the wind so you catch the wind on the hill down. That way you can just ride it all the way down. And then you're on your belly and you're linked together.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It probably won't go so good your pre-second time. But, you know, when you generally are doing skydiving, you learn to do dive and docks. That's a big thing in AFF is dive and docks.
And we'll even get a little bit more into the tracking and docking jumps here in a little bit.
Yeah, but open accordion. If you are having trouble getting those docks in midair, you know, I recommend you do dive and docks. That's why you should be doing it. But
I'm still practicing them.
Yeah, they're...
I mean, Farrell and I just, the last time we jumped, we were doing docks and fall rate and whatnot. So I'm still doing coach jumps.
Yeah, they're good. But if you need to be linked in a pinch, like you need to be linked ready for something right away, which leads me into the next part of the story. Doing an open accordion is really good. It gets you linked and it gets you ready to just put your body into the prop blast. So then, right when we're linked, we're just chilling there. Tomas dived right out after us. Farrell actually got video of this, so he was in the camera spot. So Tomas dived out after us, came in, came up on his belly, got real close, grabbed in for a third person on the dock. Then he reached in under, grabbed my chest strap, reached in under Grab's breech hest strap.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then he went into a stand, and then we were in a hybrid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so a hybrid. It's called a hybrid because you have a hybrid of free-flying and belly.
Mm-hmm.
So you, one thing about free-flying you should know about is you have less of your body is against the wind. You're not laying against the wind. You're cutting straight into the wind. So you're falling faster.
Right.
So the moment you get into a hybrid, you hear that tandem wind speed change of just a whoosh, and you feel it. You feel you start falling faster, and your body starts contorting, and you look like a banana because of how fast you're falling on your belly.
Right.
And
you did one with Will, too, right? Or was that...
No, but there's lots of ways you can do hybrids. So
I think it might have been Bud and Bree that did.
Yeah, Bud, Bree, and Matt did a three-person hybrid. So you have six people total, three standing, three on their belly docked. But you know, if you're wanting it to get into skydiving and you're wanting to try something where you can fall faster than a NASCAR, you want to go ahead and do a hybrid. Now, it's not really recommended if you don't have a lot of jumps. It's not the best idea, but if you're really confident and you're really like comfortable up there and you have really good belly skills, you might be able to find someone with some free flying skills who can take on the hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that hard to attain, but you might not be able to hold it for very long. Bree and I only held it for like 5 seconds, maybe, because you're falling so fast, it's just hard to maintain. And when you're kind of new and you're not, it's a pre-second time you've all three of you have jumped together, it might go to shit a little bit. So
there's a lot of learning that is involved when you're jumping with people for the, you know, the first couple times. You have to learn how each other fly and what you're doing involved in that, because everybody flies a little bit differently. So one person's going to fly, and we've said this before, you know, somebody's going to fall faster than others, and everybody just flies a little bit differently. And so you gotta figure it out after a couple jumps and how everybody flies together. And we've been doing that more, the more that we've been jumping, you know, so...
Yeah, it just takes time. It takes it. You know, it's numbers. You know, it takes that practice with that person. You just need to do it. So after the hybrid, we Tomas let off. We went flying up. Well, what I do is I'm linked with Bree. I go into a stand, throw her over my body, and it's called a Fruit Loop.
You Fruit Loop someone.
You get into something that you make your body kind of look Fruit Loops together, and you throw the person off.
I'm still waiting for you to do that to me, because you said you would, and you haven't done it yet, damn it.
I'm sorry.
You did it to Bree first, and that's cool, it's fine, but god damn it, I need one too here.
Yeah, it's that...
You or Farrell's got to come up with something.
So, Fruit Looping, it's fun to be Fruit Looped, and it's fun to Fruit Loop someone. Like, either way, you're moving fast in a direction. So, like, if you're getting Fruit Looped, you go straight into, like, a front flip, or you just get comfortable on your belly... When you Fruit Loop someone else, you kind of slide. It's like you're going down a slide. So you kind of go straight down at first, but then that pulling that other person behind you kind of pushes you down. So it's almost like you're riding down a slide the way you're, like, on the ground, like, flying through the air. And then you lay that, you kind of mellow out on your back, and you can flip to your stomach, or you can do a backflip. There's a lot of ways to get out of it.
Now, the person that's doing it is essentially going to be in a standing position as you're doing it, right?
Correct, but you don't need to know how to free fly that well in order to do it.
You're essentially just sending them over your body.
Yes, so you could do a Fruit Loop, you know, without any legs. It wouldn't look very good or feel very good, and you might smack into each other. So it's encouraged you kind of get into almost like getting ready to do a flip, and then right when your knees are kind of coming up, you push down with your heels together. That way you can push through the wind, and then you just kind of bring your arms up, still holding on to that person. It's really fluid, and it's a lot easier than you'd think. It's not like sit flying, or you don't really have to do it that well, and it's good to just... You know, you can have a goofy-looking Fruit Loop. It's still... You're still throwing someone really fast.
Right. Now, while we're on the topic of, like, this specific exit, why don't we go into a few more exit types?
Yeah, you have any good examples you might want to bring up? I know you've done some fun stuff.
Well, okay, so the most fun, obviously, was the recent one that I did with Bree, where she had this idea. Bree had an incredibly... awesome idea. It's funny, and we had to make sure that we could get cleared to do it first. But Bree's like, I want to tackle somebody out of an airplane. Howard, and she came up to me. She's like, do you want to be tackled out of an airplane? Like, fuck yeah, dude. Let's do it. And like, let's ask Tasha first, though, and make sure that we can get it done. Because you want to be safe while you're doing it. You know, you want to make sure that it's cleared by everybody.
Especially if you're doing something you've never seen before or anything that might involve getting your arms or hands near a pilot chute handle mm-hmm. or your EP.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So
emergency procedure, little pillows.
Yeah.
Or your D-handle.
Or the D-ring or whatever, yeah. You know. So we got cleared, and it's like, all right, let's mock it up real quick. So we went out and we dirt dived it. And the dirt dive seemed good. We were ready to go, and we went up, and it was the most fun exit I have had today. It was so...
I was on the camera spot.
So, yeah, so Jacob was on the camera spot. Bree was in the door, and I was... Or Bree was in the plane. I was at the door, facing inward. And I was frankly kind of skeptical and a little bit nervous going up. I'd never done anything like it before, and I was like, you know, I was a little bit skeptical. But when I get out the door, you know, everything, it's fine after that. I just, that going up, that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
So we get up there, I get to the door, and I'm like, all right, thumbs up, let's do it. And she fucking sent it, and it was so awesome. Just an awesome, awesome exit. We're just, you know, basically hugged in position, going almost head down. Off the hill, and it was just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob grabbed my foot as soon as we left.
The moment they're out the door, I smack that shit because it's getting close to me. I'm like, I'm smacking you guys, and it sent you guys into a little bit of a spin.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a spin to it. And then
it
we
was like smacking about the basketball and having it spin, you know?
We ended up kind of head down, and it was a lot of fun, so we held it there for a few seconds, and then we broke off. And when we broke off, I was on my back.
Oh, yeah.
And this, we can kind of go into back flying after this, but
That was really good.
I was on my back, and I was super, super comfortable. And I've been on my back before, and every time I've felt really, really comfortable. But this time felt exceptionally comfortable. It's like, man, we just had an awesome exit. I'm feeling good. I'm doing the finger guns up at you and Bree, like, you know, on my back going down like, this is fucking awesome. So I just held it there. I just rode it out because it felt great.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And that's why I really, really want to get into more back flying, because I feel really comfortable doing it. And I've been really stable every time I've been on my back and can just hold it there. So it's something I'm going to start working on.
Yeah, it's good to do that in the tunnel. One reason for that is because you can do it in the sky, but the moment you do it in the tunnel, you're going to start smacking shit. And that's how you learn, is smacking walls.
Right.
I mean, really, that's how you learn. When you're in the sky, you aren't realizing how much you're backsliding, how much you're fucking curving or spinning out.
You really don't realize until you get into a tunnel, especially a small tunnel like what we've been doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's cool to try things in the sky as long as you have other people around who can check you out, especially, you know, if somebody has a camera. That's always good. You can also learn how to backfly, like, in the sky solely. If I'm not wrong, that's what Farrell did, I believe. Right, Farrell?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a way you can definitely learn it.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and learned it in the tunnel. That helped me tremendously. I can fall like a rock and not move an inch.
Really? You know? Okay.
Yeah. It just takes that...
That precision
of a small tunnel and just being able to work it.
Yeah. And we'll get to the tunnel here in just a few minutes.
Yeah. There's a few more skydives I want to do.
Yeah, no, let's hear them.
So, actually, I want to kind of talk about the good old faithful dive and dock.
Yeah, okay.
So, that's something you're going to experience a lot in AFF. And hopefully outside of AFF, dive and docks are good for the soul. They're really good to work on skills that you need to improve
they
on.
They are, especially like fall rate, tracking.
Fall rate, tracking, diving.
Docking, you know, it's kind of everything combined, really.
Yeah, you'll know real quick who's who or like what you need to work on.
And that's kind of the main thing, especially for me, is, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is what I need to work on so I can match other people and we can link up while we're in the air.
Yeah, and, you know, that works really well, but, Adrienne and I did a jump. We did that the other day. That was really, really fun. So, she was really nervous. She was jumping her own pack job for one of the first few times, had never really jumped her own pack job, and she was nervous about it, and she kept being like, oh, I'm really nervous, or how are you not nervous? And then it kind of came to a point, one point where I'm like, Adrienne, I'm scared as fuck. I'm terrified right now. I am pissing my pants, but I'm just going through with it because this is fun and this is what I love. That fear doesn't really go away. You just got to push through it.
You really do. And it kind of all boils down back to that whole door monster thing.
Yeah.
Once you get past that barrier, man, it's just all over and you're just free.
Now we're just kind of finding different ways to play with the door monster.
Yeah, because it'll always be there and it'll always build up too.
In some ways more than others. Right. So like that diving dog for me, I didn't really feel that much of a door monster at all. I did a jump earlier, the jump before that, where I did a solo high pole and I was nervous as fuck. It happens. You get nervous depending certain jumps. If you're not jumping the same equipment, lots of that shit kind of plays into it.
So were you more nervous?
When I'm in different shoes, I get nervous.
Were you more nervous to do the high pole alone than you were when the five of us did it?
Oh, fuck yeah. I was nervous because, like, it's different. You can't rely on having that one good flyer like Farrell around who's
dive-bombing you.
Yeah, but he's doing more than that. He knows exactly where he is, and he's flying around proportionally and kind of herding us like sheep, kind of moving us around.
Oh, he's like a damn Stuka bomber from World War II when it comes to high pulls.
Yeah, but when you do that high pull on your own, that's scary, but...
But then again, you have all the freedom to do whatever the hell you want to do while you're up there.
Yeah, but you need to be careful because we exited west of the runway, and I was like, by the time I hit 8,000 feet, and I was spiraling straight down for 14, I was about 3 miles east of the runway.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to end up like me and fucking land in a field.
Yeah, so you just have to be more careful. Anyways, that's not really into the free-flying or belly-flying skills, but
that
fear still applies, and there's lots of ways to tackle that Dora monster.
Yeah.
Another fun kind of exit, horny gorillas.
So this is one I haven't done that I've been really wanting to try.
Yeah.
But go ahead, because you've done several of them. And
yeah,
I know
I've done a lot of different types,
I think we've even posted the one video where it was you, it was Jake, Farrell, and Tasha.
Yeah.
And that's just an incredible, especially because of your face. Your face says it all for the whole skydive.
So, like, you know, when you do a horny gorilla, basically what it is you link hands together and you wrap your legs together. You have kind of like a holding finger cross and you go out and out. And you start falling, and you drop like a rock because you're both sitting, and you have your knees kind of linked together. You might also go head down, head up, back and forth.
Depending on how the skydive goes off the hill.
Yeah, so with two people, you get that gut drop feeling, even with two people. If you do it right, you feel like, oh God, I'm falling, oh, I feel it. But you don't feel that normally skydiving. So imagine what it feels like when you have four people holding on to each other, all getting into that sit, and you're going head down, head up, and you're spinning so fast that you see the plane, like, every, like, half second, you're like, oh, there's a plane, oh, there's a plane, oh, there's a plane.
I feel like that's something straight out of the Wizard of Oz. Like, you're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
Yeah, and it's just slowly, like, it's right there at first, your first rotation, because I was from the inside of the door, we were all linked together, I was holding, my hand was in there, we all cuffing our hands, and go out and out, and I just immediately start going down. Oh, saw the plane. Another second, oh, there's a plane. Another couple more rotations. Then we all let go, and you lay back, and you start hitting your chest like a gorilla. So you're all linked by your knees, laying on your back, looking up, hitting your chest.
And I think the hitting the chest is important, right? Because
that's the whole
gorilla.
The horny gorilla part. Yeah.
So what's the one, I'm going to let you talk about it, but Bree has this idea. The dueling 69, as she refers to it.
Oh, yes.
Because Bree's a very sexual individual.
So that is not generally what that is referred as.
I think Justin's called it like a tunnel or a tube. A tube.
Yeah, like dueling tubes or.
But Bree's
Bree calls them dueling 69s because in reality, once you're out the door, it looks fucking cool as shit. You know, you have you're holding on.
Yeah, to but you're somebody's kind of face to crotch the whole time.
You are. Yep.
And both people are just gracious. Face to crotch.
Oh,
you're getting a face full of whatever they got.
And especially, you know, when you're getting set up with three people or two people, and you have two people side by side. One person is holding on to the feet, and the other person is holding on to your feet, and you just go out and out. But generally what you want to do is you get the leg straps, so you get your hands up in their leg straps, so you have your face right in their crotch, another face is someone's face is in your ass, and then you go out and out and you just roll off. And if you start pumping it, you start getting a lot of speed, and it's like that the four-way horny grill where you go fast and you just feel yourself being whipped every like
y'all had a
second.
great video of it, because there was one where two sets of it. So that was the whole dueling 69 thing, and there was two sets of it, and that looked incredible. That was an awesome video.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so many other, like, we're just scraping the surface.
Yeah, there's so many ways to exit.
We have, like, magic carpets. That's a really cool one.
Yeah, so you've been wanting to do that recently.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
So, basically what it is you have one person kind of diving out, and then you have another person holding onto their shoulder straps right behind them, right before they're gonna dock.
Okay,
out.
Yeah.
And then as they're diving out, you come up, wrap your legs around their waist, and hold on to them and ride them, and fly while they're in
kind of
a track.
Because when
around.
You're behind somebody like that, there's essentially no wind.
Yeah.
So you can just hold it there, and that's like what Ronaldo did to me on that one episode during that rodeo.
Yeah, but it's a bit more graceful than that.
Yeah, it's a bit more graceful and, you know, actually planned, but yeah, when you're like that, so you got one person who's doing your belly flying, and then the person that's on top of you, behind you, there's no wind, so they can just kind of hold it there as long as you want.
Yeah, and you know, that kind of brings to another type of jump that I wanted to touch on. It is burble hopping.
Okay, I haven't heard this.
That's really cool. So that's something I've worked on in the tunnel, even the little tunnel. So what happened with you and Ronaldo is he hopped onto your burble, and he didn't get out of the way, and he fell straight into it. So a burble is just sort of this pocket of air that your body leaves that, you know, after, I don't know, is it like 10 feet feral, 15 feet, it kind of dissipates?
Yeah, 10 feet.
Yeah, so you, and essentially what you can do with that, since there's this just dead air, if you go into that, you just fall fast.
Right, you'll fly right into them.
Yeah, you'll hit that person. So what you do is you get two people side by side. One person goes up, the other person goes down a little bit, and then you cross over each other, and that person falls down, and you go up. And then you start like a Ferris wheel,
hopping
off
of
each
that.
Other's
cool.
burbles. And that's a great way to work on fall rakes. That's a great way on learning how to be unstable. And, like, really learning where someone's burble is. Like, now I can confidently fly over someone and know where I'm fine and where I'm not fine. Yeah. Like, if it gets a little too close, I immediately know this is too close because I can feel that burble coming.
Yeah, it still takes me about a minute or so to find that burble.
Yeah. But, you know, there's all these different exits, man. There's so many, and we're not even getting into, like, backfly exits where you can go straight into a backfly, or sit fly exits where you can
or even
the
head down.
And there's head down. Bri and I did a jump where we are standing up, we squat down, hold on to each other's shoulder straps, and you get or shoulders kind of or their your t-shirt or whatever, just a good way to hold on. You go out and out, and then we dive out, and then you start going head down. You extend your legs, kind of build a sort of a banana looking, two bananas side by side with the ends going out, and you start diving and spinning, and you're going head down, and again you get that tandem whoosh, and you start feeling the speed difference.
I feel like that was kind of like when you, Bud, and I did a jump together, because we ended up head down, and that's where Bud kicked you in the dick.
Oh yeah, that hurt.
But that was a fun jump. You know, we were head down most of the way until we broke off, and that was just a fun jump.
It was, yeah. And you know, that's one thing you need to be careful of is you get hit with shit. Or you like smack somebody,
happen.
Or you lose your visor, or you need to be prepared for fucking anything.
Yeah, shit happens, you know, and you just have to. One, I say the number one thing is, and they tell you this during AFF and while you're getting your license and everything, it's just
relax.
Yeah.
If you stay calm and you stay logical and level-headed, you'll be fine.
And especially when you have fun with it. So, right, like, Bud exactly. kicked me in the dick and I flipped him off. So I went into a sit and I flipped him off while I was backing away.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, because it hurt. It really hurt. And then we opened and I was like, oh, that hurt. And if I wasn't hopped up on adrenaline and like feeling it, I would have
thrown
up.
You don't
want
to have kids for a while anyways.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see if I even can after that kick.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. He's military, you know, you got to be careful. He knows how to kick. Ooh. And I felt bad after flipping him off. So I go immediately into a flip off. And then he's like in the sky, kind of like, oh God, are you okay? Thumbs up, like kind of waving his hands, worried about me. And I'm fucking around and I'm like, fuck you, dude. I hate you. And then when we got to the ground, he's like, are you all right? And I was like, oh no, fuck you, man. And he thought I was seriously mad at him. I'm like, oh no, man. I'm playing. This is great. It happens. I'm probably going to kick you sometime by accident.
You deserve it anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, you know, that's why you have an AAD.
Yep.
You might get, when you start doing jumps like track jumps, that's especially important.
Yep.
And that's something that I did, was a track jump recently. I've been
You did that with,
Spidey.
Yeah, with Spidey.
Using the parachute is this, Justin.
He's in it a lot.
But... Yeah. Oh, man, amazing.
So I haven't
guy.
Met him, but I've heard so much about him and I've seen a lot about him.
Yeah, so a track jumps are fun, you know.
They are.
Instead of just doing a track at the end away, you do a track the entire jump. So the jump, instead of being like 50 seconds, is probably like just shy of under 30, mm-hmm. Or less. So immediately, I did it with Jake. Me and Jake were at the door. Spidey was behind us, ready to dive out after us. And Jake goes out, immediately goes head down. Goes head down for about 5 seconds. I'm about 40 feet away, and I'm like, God, damn, I have to close that up. So I have to go into a tilt, and I go in almost head down at one point, just diving. And I wasn't very stable, so I was spinning in like a 360, looking nice. Down. Everything is spinning around me, but Jake is in the center of my vision. And I go in, and then I kind of curve up a little, and I catch in, but I curved up too high and went a little too high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing with track jumps that I think is amazing, and it teaches you during your belly and a lot of those type of jumps. You need to be thinking about the movements that you're going to be doing before you even do them. Everything in skydiving is about, like, doing work to get you there. So if you go out the door with your legs bent, that's already your end breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You lost available time.
But that's good for certain jumps and not great for some jumps.
True, yeah. But, you know, when you're wanting to take advantage of that whole 50 seconds and do it absolutely right, you need to start your movements from the door.
Mm, oh, absolutely.
And that's something doing those kind of jumps will teach you. So if you do a dive and dock,
yep.
I love the camera spot. Figuring out the right time, the exact right moment to dive out with someone, catch the wind, and how to ride the hill. So if they're going out to your left, I kind of tilt my body so it's facing the prop, but I bring my body to the plane so I catch a little bit of that wind and kind of ride it down to the side with them so I can meet them down.
Yeah. I have yet to do a camera spot jump.
We'll do that. That camera spot is really good. It's a really invaluable way to learn how to ride the hill fast.
Mm-hmm.
And if we learn how to ride the hill and understand how the hill works and feeling it out.
Yeah.
Same with dive outs, but I think it's an easier way to get that.
See, dive outs is mainly what I've done, and I really enjoy dive outs, to be honest. I just and frankly, I'm not too bad at them. You know, we've done several formation jumps with you, Matt, and I, or with you, Bree, and I. And, you know, every position that's in, when you're doing a formation jump, has kind of a job to do as soon as you're leaving the plane.
Oh, yeah.
To get it where you're going to be stable.
Oh, yeah. And it's all work, and you got to work together. The best skydives are when you don't even work it out on, like, the ground. You just say, like, all right, let's go do this. And you all know exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you do it in the air, and you communicate with your eyes, and you know exactly how you each other feel.
And that's a great feeling.
You're all working together. It's just that, like, flow state.
Yeah.
And you get that a lot during skydiving, especially when you start doing, like, more technical jumps, and you start figuring out where you're weak at. Because if you're just going, and this, you know, there's nothing wrong with this. If you're just going out, jumping, opening, landing, having the time of your life, you don't want anything else of that.
And that's, more than you know, that's okay. Right. Skydiving is really whatever you make of it.
Yeah, but, you know, if you want to work on belly, you want to, like, get a little better, you want to be able to do some more, like, right. crazy jumps, you know, these kind of things are really good.
Yeah.
And that might kind of lead us into the tunnel. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
So, I took Kyler to the wind tunnel for his first time, right?
No, it was actually my pre-second.
Okay. I wanted to ask you what you thought about
it. Yeah, and I think we touched on it a little bit before, but, you know, they're very, very different aspects to free-flying in the air and then your first time in the tunnel. They're very, very different flow rates and whatnot. So you took Bud and I
yes.
for our pre-second times.
And we both forgot our helmets.
Yeah, Jacob and I forgot our helmets, so we had to use Bud's, which thank you, Rim Reaper, for that. But... you know, it was still a really, really good time. We signed up for the whole monthly membership thing, and we can go down there whenever we want to, and it's a really, really great thing to do, and I had a great time with it. And what I found so awesome is that you learn so much, because while you're doing it, you know, 10 minutes in the tunnel is literally like 9 or 10 skydives.
Yeah, if not more than that, because right. you're not free falling. You're like only there, and you're only focusing on your skills.
Right, exactly. And you know, luckily while we were there, we had that iFly instructor that showed up too, and that was incredible.
Yeah, so that's one thing to note. Check out the Urban Air Adventure Park in Lawrenceville, like by Atlanta there in Georgia. That is where all the hip skydivers go, you know. Spaceland mm-hmm. Atlanta, they hit it up every Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. So if you go there, you don't know how to fly worth shit, you'll yeah. find someone who will teach you how to sit fly
you will
after
always,
a couple days.
Yeah, you will always find another skydiver there that's working on the same things you are or is way ahead of you.
Look at Sebastian. Sebastian and yeah. I, we started doing belly stuff together. We both had a good bit to work on. He went into the tunnel, and since he worked down there at Spaceland Atlanta, he's doing head up. Head down.
Yeah,
and
that's
he's
incredible.
Doing amazing relative work. So it's not just like when I go out and do like a free fly jump, we're all like 30 feet away from each other because relative yeah. work is hard, unless you're doing it in the tunnel. But he did it in the tunnel, so he's able yeah. to like carve with people within like yeah. a foot. And
yeah.
it's...
And if you're looking at like skydiving videos on Instagram or Facebook and stuff, you can tell who's a tunnel flyer and who's not.
Oh, yeah, because most of those guys, they practice all that in the tunnel because yeah. that's the only way. You can, like, cheapest way, too, to consistently get something down with your buddies. And, like, you can flip pancakes. I saw that. That was really cool, where you go into a sit.
That.
Yeah, you have three people in a sit fly, and then you flip to head down, so it looks like a pancake flipping. So, like, one person kind of goes into a stand, flips over, and then the other flip with them, and
yeah.
it's a rotation.
I really, really enjoyed the tunnel time that I had, and I can't wait to go back again. And it really, really helped me a lot, especially with fall rate, you know, because it's a small tunnel. So there's really not... It's
like a 9-foot... so it has a 9-foot diameter.
Okay, yeah.
But it's only about, like, 15 feet tall.
Right, yeah. It's a fairly small tunnel, but... you can learn a lot in a very, very short period of time. So you're not going to be working on tracking, obviously, or talking that. Although, if you're me, you're going to get in your first time and then face first into the wall. But
You can carve in that tunnel. You could do some head down. You can do, like, carving, sand carving, stagger
carving.
Well,
there's, like, that iFly instructor who got in there and was just making us all look like rookies.
Yeah.
He was incredible. But... you know, I worked a lot on fall rate, and that helped me out a lot. Understand.
Yeah, what did you notice after you came back?
So, after that, I did a jump. I forget what it was. I think it was a formation that maybe you, Bree, and I did, or maybe not. But then my second jump was with Farrell, and Farrell and I worked on fall rate again and docking. And I noticed a significant improvement in my ability to... increase my fall rate and get down. I still have to work on getting up, so to speak, and getting big. But even that was a little bit better. But I noticed a significant improvement in my ability for fall rate. And it was really, really great. And I felt a lot... when you're in that tunnel, you understand a lot more of the small things that can make a big impact.
Oh, yeah, because if the small, especially when you start with low airspeed, those small movements, right. You know.
Yeah, they make a huge, huge difference. And you don't notice that when you're in the air.
Yeah, because you're sliding around like 40 feet all over the place.
You right, exactly. Notice. But when you're in the tunnel, you really, really get to see, okay, well, this is going to make me go forwards. This is going to make me go backwards.
Yeah, and you can start working on some really cool stuff. So I have like almost like 5 or 6 hours in that tunnel. I don't even keep track because it's just fun. So I'm on my belly. I can do it to where I'm sitting still, but I'm looking like I'm swimming. I'm moving both arms back and forth and doing it. Well, because you learn how to fly with your core. Your arms you can make it so your arms and legs don't even look like they're doing shit. It's just flying with your core. So you can get super stable. And that's what I'm working on my back, is getting to the point where I could be on my back and just do whatever I want with my arms, and I could do whatever, and I can just be comfortable, do whatever I want with my head, like right. anywhere.
Yeah.
And still be able to fly in a single spot and not be able to move like a millimeter.
Right.
That's my goal, you know. Because that's when you start really working on stuff. You know, and I think it all kind of circles back together. When you are doing these jumps, you know, when you're going to the wind tunnel, when you're getting on your belly, when you start learning how to backfly, when you start doing some crazy exits and stuff, you get really good. And it's working with these things together in conjunction that really, you really start to see improvement. And you feel better in the sky. And that confidence brings, you know, it can bring a bit of risk, but I think it brings a bit more safety. Because when you are a bit more confident in what you're doing and confident in the decisions you make, you start to make mistakes, but you also start to learn more, and you start to look out for others more. So what I do, you know, when I'm doing a formation jump, break-off points are interesting. So I'm mm-hmm. jumping with people who like pulling around 45.5. I like pulling around 35.
Yeah, same for me. I like 35.4 usually at a highest. But
so I like watching where every... When we track away, I turn around. I watch where everyone is. I watch where they open.
That's just practicing being safe. Yeah. You always want to know where everybody else is at when you're jumping.
Yeah, that confidence came with working in free-falling skills, being able to just turn around or flip on my back, see where everyone is. I think it was... Fuck, it was that dive and dock a jump with Adrienne. I watched her open up, and I kind of flipped. I did a kind of front-to-back... formation movement where you kind of cup the wind and you get blown onto your back a bit, and I watched her open all the way up, and then I did a backflip and opened.
There you go.
From heck back to belly. And those kind of things, you just get comfortable, but that brings safety. When you know where people are, when you are confident in your like belly flying mm-hmm. abilities, you feel safer. You know,
yeah, you do.
You can handle it if something goes wrong.
Well, that's like, okay, so when you, Matt, and I did our jump and my visor came off before we even exited the plane, you know, we got out, we were super stable, and I couldn't see super well. Everything was fairly blurry, and we broke off real quick because we just, you know, we knew, you know, we all understood what was going on. So it's like, all right, you guys continue to skydive. I'm going to break off. And like, I could still see you guys off to my left and a little bit down. It's like, okay, I know they're there. I'm going to turn away. I'm going to track away a little bit. And you guys could see me. But that's just being safe about it. And that, I guess, common sense, or I don't really know how to put it, but it's
a heads up, you know?
Yeah. Just being heads up about it. But you got to practice that stuff, and it comes, you know, with the territory, because things are going to happen when you're in the air, and being able to realize that, and as you're in, you know, this free fly state, you have to know your surroundings.
Yeah, and that's really great. And doing formation jumps like that, learning points, so that's something we are going to be getting into soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Chattanooga is actually going to be having Chattanooga Skydiving Company on April 23rd, I believe. We're actually having a world champion, you know, from nationals coming to do intro to four-way.
That's right. That's awesome.
Yeah, so
I just seen that.
No, yeah, and that's going to be really helpful. None of us have done, like, four-way belly stuff. And, you know, for me, I kind of look at it, and I don't... I don't have much interest in the slightest in doing four-way jumps or being on a four-way team. But I want to learn how to do it and be really good at it.
Right.
It's just not my type of jump. Mm-hmm. I don't find it very interesting for the same way they find it exactly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being like a badass and doing like 3 points on the hill.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 points or even more than that on the hill.
Right.
That's amazing. Like, and that's when you start getting really good on belly.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And yeah. I feel like, you know, when you're a beginner skydiver, obviously the first thing you want to do is get good at belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start with that before you start doing anything else. And even for me, you know, it's something I'm starting to get into is back flying. And even at 41
you don't
jumps,
just go out there and only back. It's more of like a situational thing.
At least right now, yeah. Right now it's more of a situational thing. But
and your head's up, you're altitude aware, you know.
Yeah.
You have altimeters. You need to be, when you're doing shit like that, don't just do it. Talk to somebody, like, be uncomfortable, go to the wind tunnel.
Well, do it in little bits, I would say. You know what I mean?
It's maybe like, flip on your back for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Over, yeah, you know? Exactly. You just
do a barrel roll halfway.
Right. Small inputs, and then go from there. But, you know, when you're first starting out, just really get really good at belly flying, because that's going to make a huge difference later on.
A really good move when you go to the tunnel is, is getting up to the wall, almost where your stomach is laying against the wall, and you lean back and you get ready to fall back, and then you catch yourself with your arms and blow yourself back up and fall back again, let yourself almost fall to the ground, and then catch yourself with your arms and back and catch yourself to push yourself back up. Because back flying is literally like the opposite of belly flying. It's like the way
where you're de-arched.
Yeah, you're just flying kind of like the reverse of that. And
yeah, everything you've learned in AFF and up until your A license, like, you're essentially almost doing the complete opposite of what you learned. And if you're not proficient enough in
so
it,
so don't start messing around with it until you know how to arch, until you know how to de-arch, until you know how to do all that on belly, which you do know how to do.
I wouldn't say I know how to do as much as I'm getting there, and I'm getting better at it. It's all progression. You know what I mean? And it all depends on how much you're wanting to get into it, and the more you do. It's all relative in what you want out of skydiving, what it can do for you.
Absolutely.
You know, I want more than just belly flying, and I know, you know, you do as well. There's so much more to the sport.
I want free flying. I want to be an angle flyer. I like belly stuff. I love doing belly jumps, but where it's at for me is going to be like angle or free flying. That's where I want to be.
See, I really love
doing
that.
But you need
to
do belly shit to do that.
You have to be a god
on belly before you're doing that.
I love the acrobats of everything in free fly. And I know, you know, like we've talked
freestyle
about before.
Free flying.
Yeah, Farrell's huge into canopy flying, and everybody has their own cup of tea and whatnot.
A canopy, angle, and
flying. Yeah,
those three. Those are triple threat. There you go.
Dream team, guys.
Well, speaking of teams.
Yes, so I noticed something the other day. I discovered something that is...
We wanted to do our shout-out.
Yeah, let's do our shout-out now. And this is a very, very unique thing in the entire United States. I don't know how it is, you know, elsewhere in the world, but at least for the United States, I discovered there actually is a competitive collegiate skydiving team. And this,
holy shit, there you go.
This is so incredible because it's the first and it's the only like it in the United States. They're a non-profit, but they're based out of Western Michigan University. If you get time, go check out Skydive Broncos on Instagram or check them out online. They have a website and everything. Again, they're a nonprofit. Go check them out because what they're doing is awesome. And it's really, really great for the sport, building up, especially people, you know, some kids at a younger age. It's a really, really great thing that they're doing. I love their posts and everything.
It's a great way to learn who you are and learn about yourself, you know, and
yeah,
pushing
absolutely.
Your body, getting your body working out, learning how to pack.
Absolutely.
These are great things you need in college. It's better to go out and skydive than drink and party all night, you know, before classes. Go work out skydiving. Go have fun. Check out
Skydive Broncos on Instagram or check them out on live or online, skydivebroncos.org. Again, they're a nonprofit. Help them out. They're doing awesome stuff in their competitive skydiving team. So go give them a shout out. Again, we're also online now, so we've got our social media. We're going to be posting everything in links below in the description. Go check us out. Give us a follow. keep following us on our podcast.
Subscribe on Patreon if you can.
Yeah, you know, if you can, it'd be a big help. And just tune in next time. So we're here at Sticks and Tone Studios here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're the Splash Bros.
Come jump with us at the Chattanooga Skydiving Company.
Anytime, you know.
Yeah.
Right now, we're open, what is it, Friday through Monday?
Yeah, providing the weather's all right. We're jumping even more now. Weather's getting better.
It is getting better.
We're going to be jumping often, so please come out and jump. We're getting a great fun jumper community out here. We're doing crazy shit now, having a lot of fun. We want you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Check us out on Chattanooga Skydiving Company on Instagram. It's amazing.
So, guys, we're the Splash Bros. I'm Kyler.
I'm Jacob.
We're here with Drew Beach and Farrell. And we'll see you guys next time.
Absolutely. Love you guys.